We're here in Edinburgh Royal Infirmary in the laboratories where Ebola samples are taken for testing. It's very reassuring to know that the samples can come here very quickly and we can test in Scotland so that if a person has Ebola, then we can start the treatment as quickly as possible, putting the patient onto the right treatment.
So it is crucial that we have this facility here in Scotland to make sure patients get the best care.
It's crucial that we have this facility in Scotland because the quicker the tests are done and the results come back, the quicker the patient can begin treatment. And before, we had to send the samples down to Portland Down in Wiltshire, and we're saving these crucial hours by having this facility here in Scotland.
Now, how many samples for Ebola have we tested here?
We've tested 8 here in this laboratory, and 1, unfortunately, Pauline Caffer-Case, tested positive.
Now, talking about Pauline, were you satisfied with the way, you know, her treatment was handled and her story has unfolded?
We can always learn lessons from a particular case, and we have learned lessons from Pauline's case, but the scenario planning that was done across the 4 nations prior to this happening has been tested with Pauline's case and has been shown to be very robust.
Now, although the risk of Ebola is very low, you know, the fact we have tested for 8 cases does show that Scotland isn't immune.
No, because we have wonderful volunteers going from Scotland to West Africa to help contain the disease in West Africa. And that's the best way of trying to prevent the spread worldwide. So we've got people returning who were possibly subjected to the virus out there, but they know the signs to look for and they know what to do if their temperature rises.
And do we have an update on Pauline's condition? We know that she is improving.
I haven't heard in the last few days, but I'm just so glad that she seems to have turned the corner. But we wish her well.